We're going over to the UK now to speak to spiritual medium Derek Acora. He's best known for his television work on Most Haunted, broadcasting from 2002 to 2010. He's been with us on the show a few times talking about the work that he does and also to talk about shows that he's done in Spain. He's been to Spain to do various shows and talks. But he recently took part in the latest series of Celebrity Big Brother. He left on the final night last Friday in fourth place. He shared the house with the likes of Sean Williamson, Helen Lederer and Girls Aloud Sarah Harding, who won the show. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us. How does it feel to be out? It's been a week now.
Oh, wow. It's absolutely wonderful. You know, back to normality, back to the things that I know, back with my family. You can hear one of my dogs in the background. Normality is really good.
Yes. It must be strange being away from your wife and your dogs and your family for quite a while.
Well, it was, and that's probably the longest period of time, Hannah, that I've been away that long from Gwen for many years. So, yes, it was often whilst you're in. Sorry about the dog barking. it's a strange place to be, I suppose, because, you know, you're with, 14 or 13 other housemates who you've never met before, wondering, you know, different age groups. You go in there, and it's a bit of a shock at first because the way it's, I suppose, not regimented, but, you know, everything is controlled by the word Big Brother. And you're listening, you could be talking, just a conversation, and it's get yourselves ready to take part in this task and what have you. Sometimes they'd wake you up at, say, 7 o'clock in the morning with lights and music, get your clothes on waiting for you. You've got a task just before you even looked at breakfast.
Oh,
it was like, oh, gosh, you know, you didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
from one day to the next.
And all the while, as you say, you're sharing the house and sharing the experience with a load of people that, let's be fair, if you had to choose who to spend a few weeks with, I'm guessing there's a few people in there who you wouldn't have chosen to spend time with.
Exactly. Although I've got to say about everyone, you know, in their own right, you know, they were they had a lot of goodness and decency in them. It's just a few hijinks and, of course, people that are used to, I suppose, kicking off and going off at the slightest thing, you have to contend with that. It was often funny, you know, standing back, watching it and saying to yourself, my God, you know, I'm glad I'm at this age at the moment because I've got a bit of calm about me. Some of these younger people, who were all lovely people, by the way, you know, going off and each blaming each other for this and blaming each other for that. Well, when you've got that 24/7, it can be a bit tiring.
Yeah. you managed to keep yourself out of arguments, though. Even being an older person, I mean, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get angry and frustrated by people and tell people to shut up and things like that. But you didn't, as you say, you kept your cool.
Well, I managed to keep my cool because, I mean, I was determined to try and do that purely and simply because that's the way I am anyway. Mm. I like to think I am, you know. There was a couple of occasions where one little spat with Paul Dunan, who I felt very sorry for at the time, was engaged in quite a... what's the right word for this?
Heated?
Pardon?
Heated.
Yes. Heated with Gemma.
Yes.
And Gemma could come out with some right words. And when she started to get really, really personal, he literally ran for her.
Mm.
And I tried to block him in the doorway. That was the only time I showed. And he pushed me. He was so angry. He pushed me away as if I was like a light feather.
Mm.
Because he really wanted to, you know, engage even more so. And, of course, some of these very loud people were called to the diary room quite a few times, believe me, during the course of those evenings.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is what happens in the Big Brother house.
I'm sure years ago in Big Brother, were you a fan of Big Brother? Have you watched it
before? I was, actually, yes, because for 5 years I'd been interviewed each year and I'd meeting with the Big Brother people to go into the house. So this was the fifth year, and when, of course, they come on the phone and they said, you know, we'd really like to talk to you, and I said, oh, no, not another trip to London. I don't really think I want to do that. And they said, well, we really want you to come in. And I said, well, you know, who's speaking to me? Who are you? And when she told me who she was, the executive producer, I thought, oh, this is real. I didn't have to go to London. I virtually agreed at that point in time, actually, to go in. So, yes, I did want to go in, and purely and simply just for the experience, to see what it was going to be like integrating with, you know, strangers, different age groups, and the type of characters that were going in, because it was such a mixture of characters, wasn't it?
I find it really fascinating from a psychological point of view, which I guess is the point of it, how people react to each other. And I think it's very easy as a viewer to say, God, I can't believe they're getting so angry, or I can't believe she's so grumpy, or, you know, it's easy to criticise people in that situation as a viewer. But I imagine going in and being one of those housemates is a very different experience.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, a lot of the bad stuff that was happening was virtually happening in the evening time. And you could calculate it from the beginning. It'd start with certain people. You know, Sarah was quite a lot of hard to handle at times. But then again, I tried to help Sarah. I was doing things around the talking to her for nearly a week. And it seemed to be doing the trick, in the sense that she was nice and calm. Then all of a sudden, the evening time come. Mm. Oh, and it was fireworks, but all fueled by too much alcohol.
Mm. Well, I wanted to... I just wanted to ask you about alcohol, because I was going to say, I'm sure years ago, for many years with Big Brother, both the normal Big Brother and the celebrity Big Brother, there was always a kind of cutting point with alcohol. I remember nights where housemates didn't have access to alcohol, or there was an alcohol limit. But it seemed like in this series that everybody had as much alcohol as they wanted every night.
No, that wasn't the case. Oh. I must point out to everyone.
Okay.
Alcohol was issued virtually from the, I would say, the second night, and it was at a certain time after dinner,
right?
Which is, I suppose, the correct thing. But what was actually happening, some of the housemates were actually getting to the stock of the alcohol that was put into a side room at the back of the kitchen. So, of course, Big Brother would come on the intercom and say, your refreshments are waiting for you, housemates, in the back room. So there was two actual people who were actually, oh, they just run from where we were outside in the garden, and we were in the seating area, the lounge, or in one of the bedrooms. They'd get there, and what was actually happening for the first week was they were gulping the drink and hiding bottles of wine.
Gosh.
And other types of drinks. Two guilty people they were. And it was, let's say, it was virtually a week. So what was actually happening, they would come out with the different bits of alcohol and tell the other housemates there were two drinks for each housemate. So every housemate said, well, it was fair enough. So, you know, someone had two glasses of red wine, or some had two bottles of beer, but it was never more than two. But it was spotted by... I would say Brandy, who was a darling. She was beautiful. She looked after everyone in the kitchen, the food and stuff. She was a real darling. And Brandy actually spotted this one evening. And as I say, it was 7 days in. And she come out to tell all the housemates that these two housemates, Sarah and Chad, have been hiding bottles all week. Because what we couldn't understand was that as soon as people had a couple of drinks, you'd sit around and you'd carry on talking, and you used to stay up quite late. But these two particular people would go missing all the time.
Mm.
And they'd come back, eventually coming back quite drunk.
Yeah.
I was saying, what, how are they doing this? What's happening?
Mm.
And exactly that's what... So the whole housemates went absolutely ballistic and then said, right, you won't be doing this anymore, and we'll be checking as... the alcohol was put into the back room, we'll check, and it'll all be brought out, and people would have equal shares. Who wanted to drink, some didn't, want to drink some nights, you know. And so both these two, you know, Chad and Sarah, unfortunately, got a bad time from the housemates over it.
Mm, yeah, what a shame.
And they were the people that got drunk, and also Gemma, when she started drinking too heavy, she came up with some pile things. But you know, in the daytime, as sweet as pie. Really.
Yeah. And do you think these housemates that really changed when they had alcohol? Do you think, when looking back at the footage, do you think they'll be embarrassed and shocked by their behaviour, or do you think they'll just find it funny and normal?
I think that Sarah will be heartbroken. Because she's had a problem, bless her,
yeah.
In the past. I don't think Chad will, because Chad is very open about, although he's a fitness fanatic, he is drinking capabilities are what they are.
Mm.
Where, let's say, Gemma is concerned, I feel she'll probably feel, because she openly admitted one particular day, one morning, she said she was very sorry. And she tried her best not to drink too much, which she did, bless her, and she did try. But Sarah didn't, and Chad certainly didn't, because right the way through, they drank really, really heavy.
Yeah. I just want to ask you one other thing about cameras. Do you ever forget that the cameras are watching you? I mean, I always think it must be really easy to just, you know, get involved in a conversation and forget that you're on film the whole time.
Well, you know what? I think where I'm concerned, I know some of the housemates had a bit of difficulty with it, and some others played up to it, which is natural, you know.
Yeah.
You had some of the young ones who'd done this sort of work before, and they know how to, you know, work the camera, as they say, in the industry. And, of course, the ones who found it strange, like lovely Helen, Sean, even Brandy, the American lady, Amelia. They were all, what's the word? They were constantly saying, oh, God, look, that camera's here, that camera.
Mm.
What I tried to do from the outset was that I couldn't care less if there's cameras around me, inside, outside. As long as no camera's in the toilet, the loo's, that's okay.
Yeah.
So I personally managed to just forget about them, you know.
Mm.
I don't think I ever looked once into a camera. And made a statement. I don't think I did, but, you know, it was a mixture of all,
yeah.
Really. You could see that the housemates that were playing up to the camera naturally, and you could see the ones who were conscious of it and not really happy about it, and the ones who really couldn't care less if the cameras were there or not, you know.
Mm.
Let's say Sean, a fantastic guy, lovely man. When we used to be walking around the garden area, just to, you know, have a little chat of the things that are going on inside and this and the other. I think Sean said once, that walking around with Derek Acora kept me sane.
Yes.
I suppose walking with Sean kept me sane as well.
Absolutely. Well, it was great to watch you on the show, Derek. I'm sorry we're out of time because there's so much more we could talk about. But are you coming back to Spain to do another show anytime soon?
I most certainly am. I mean, the promoter who I've been brought out by, we have been talking to him again. So we're hoping to hear quite soon. And I'm really looking forward to coming back out. I really enjoy my shows out in Spain.
Great. Well, we'll see you when you come back to Spain. Derek Acora, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.